Monterey and Clark Range prepare for a battle on Thursday. DeKalb looks to host Smith County on Saturday. And every team in the Upper Cumberland adjusts due to the bad weather. After finishing in a three-way tie with Stone Memorial and White County to end the season, the Cookeville Lady Cavs were awarded the top seed in the district by virtue of a points-given-up tiebreaker, something head coach Jamie Gillis is really ecstatic about.
Oh, yeah, we're really excited. You know, we wanted to be at the top and let it slip away from us a little bit, you know, when we lost a couple games there at the end. But being able to get that number one seed, that's pretty big.
For those who may not understand, and I will neither confirm nor deny if myself is included in that, what exactly is the tie-breaking scenario for District 6 AAA?
So at the meeting in the spring, we as coaches decided that to break a tie, it would be the team that allowed the least amount of points by district opponents. So it awarded your defense and holding teams to the lowest point total. So that's how it was ended up getting the tie break.
I'm sure as a head coach, that's probably a whole lot better than a coin flip. Am I right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, and we pride ourselves on our defense. And so we had some really strong defensive games, especially in our district. And so, you know, it's nice that those are meaningful. They mean something.
It says a lot about this district, in my opinion, that obviously this came down to the very last day. It came down to the very last few matchups. I know, obviously, y'all took down Ray County. White County won a very tough matchup against Stone Memorial at home. It just goes to show, I think, what we've said all year, this district is one of the best three-A districts in the state of Tennessee.
I think so. You know, and we've got, you know, some really, really strong players. You know, Tessa Miller at Stone is if not the best, you know, one of the best players in the state. She's not fun to try to, you know, plan for on offense or defensive end. I mean, she's the player of the year in our district and defensive player of the year, which, you know, just says a whole lot about the player she is. And then you've got, you know, kids like Gracie Dodgen and Mia Murray from Sparta. And, you know, we've got strong kids on our team. So, you know, we're a strong district, you know, and I think our top three teams are really, really strong teams.
Speaking of your kids, you had a lot of them represented on the all-district teams, on the defensive teams, and I know, again, a lot of this just goes back to rewarding them for their hard work because, obviously, you see them as a coach. You see them in practice. A lot of fans don't know all the hard work that goes on behind closed doors. So brag on your kids for a second. How proud are you of them for the work they've put in so far this year?
I'm so proud of them. And you know, not – you know, I had four that got recognized, and that's great. But, you know, our whole team works hard. And you know, we pride ourselves in, you know – making every player better, you know, and if you guard somebody, if you're going to get somebody in practice, make them better. And, you know, we preach a lot about team and we over me here. And my whole team, just they worked hard and my whole team was excited to see those girls get awarded. And, you know, I had Liv and Cassie and Jordan and KK to get all district. And, you know, that's a huge honor, like we said, in such a strong district and for them to be all in that list. It's pretty exciting, and I'm really happy for them and proud of them for all their hard work.
One storyline we've obviously had to follow with the Upper Cumberland this entire week has been the weather, obviously. It's been how that's affected district tournaments. I know 1A and 2A have already had to push back the entire week pretty much. Is there any word on whether or not that could affect y'all? Do you think you're still going to get your district tournament in on time?
Well, we've had to push it back. Our play-in games were supposed to be yesterday, and so they're being played tomorrow, weather permitting. And then we're supposed to have the other matchups on Saturday and then Monday. So hopefully, I know there's another round of weather coming in, I think, tonight. So, you know, there's nothing really we can do about the weather. We're just trying to get back in the gym a little bit today to just, you know, get up and down a little bit because we haven't been in the gym in 4 days. So, and who knows if we'll be able to get back in, you know, the rest of the week before we play. But hopefully we can get these games in and be able to play.
You know, Coach, I've said it a couple times today that it almost just seems fitting that in a year where COVID-19 plays as big as a bigger role as it did in the regular season, that it would be just something else entirely out of nowhere that affects postseason play. But I feel like there's a good lesson here about controlling what you can control, and I'm sure you've preached that to your players.
Yeah, and, you know, and like I said, we just take it one game at a time, one day at a time at this point, and, you know, just try to get better and see what we've got to do. And, you know, I text them just to make sure everybody was okay. We've had a lot of kids without power, but just, you know, keeping our text messages, you know, making sure everybody's good, encouraging them to do some push-ups, some planks, just some things to try to, you know, keep them, keep their bodies in shape.
Again, that's Cookeville Lady Cavs head coach, Jamie Gillis. The elephant in the room this week has been how the inclement weather has impacted the Upper Cumberland, as district tournament games have already been postponed multiple times. The Clark Range Buffaloes have been one affected team, as head coach Shane Monday and company await their first round game with Monterey.
Well, for us, it was a big factor. We had around 4,500 people in our county in Fentress County without power day before yesterday, which had affected several of my players. And then, of course, a lot of us being right on top of the Upper Cumberland, the side roads and a lot of the back roads where a lot of our kids live, most of them don't live along the main road here. The roads were pretty hazardous. So, you know, I'm not going to take a chance and try to get them to come out during those situations. But, you know, today we've got to, you know, the roads are better. So we are getting a practice in today. So that's good anyhow.
I know that in situations like this, it'd be easy for young players and just young athletes in general to get frustrated. These athletes want to play. They don't want to, you know, have to keep waiting and pushing back games. And I know you as a coach, you definitely want to get them out there so they can play. How important is it to emphasize patience and kind of controlling what you can control and just kind of rolling with everything else in times like this?
Well, that's extremely important because, we don't have no control over the weather or those types of situations. And, like for us, though, playing in the first round, we've got to be ready to play if we come back and say we're playing tomorrow or Friday or whenever it is. I think it makes it a little tougher for those first, second, and third and fourth place seeded teams. It's really pushing them back. You know, I think it's a little bit harder on them than it is for us that are playing in the first round. But, you know, we'll adjust and go with it.
So, Coach, let's talk about your team now. I know, obviously, District 6A, we've talked all year about how tough of a district it is, but what do you think your guys did really well in terms of district play this year?
Well, I think we improved on several things. We still didn't meet a lot of the goals that we were trying to accomplish that we talked about at the first of the year, but I think we got to know each team better, kind of know how to adjust a little bit quicker, on certain things. We're still, we've got Monterey the first round of the district. We never get to play it. And they beat us 16 at home, and we beat them 12 at third place. But, of course, they were without their starting point guard and one of their reserves during that game because of COVID. Winning a couple of districts. We won three district games, so that was a big plus for us just to get those district wins in and hopefully, to get to the tournament time and to see what we can do.
One thing we always hear said when it comes to postseason play, especially when it comes to any kind of tournament format, is that all it takes is playing your best game on the right day and you can make a run. Is that kind of what you've emphasized to your guys, that, hey, I mean, at this point, the only place where the records matter now is in the seedings?
Absolutely. And, we're a team that's, of course, we just had four wins, but we've had several games where we were in the game, but we had a lot of games where we wasn't. So we've been kind of a feast or famine team, and if we can get balanced scoring from at least four out of five of our starters and play some solid defense, we're right in the hunt. But our problem's being consistent with more than one or two scoring, and we have to have that. We just don't have a very dominant score. We've got to have a balanced scoring. If we can get balanced scoring, I feel good that we can be competitive, first few games of the tournament and see what happens.
So, Coach, let me ask you this. How much, especially for the seniors on this team, how much would a win over Monterey, how much would that do for just confidence as a whole moving forward if y'all were to get a win over Monterey?
Well, it was a big win over there for us on the road and in an environment, and they have a real good environment over there at Monterey. And so it would be another big plus for us, and not only for the seniors that are going out, but I think it would be a plus for us for our young ones coming up and, when we start into spring practice, and hopefully we get to have summer camps and those things. I think that would be a very big boost for us. But whether we do or whether we don't, hopefully we can go in there and like I said, get balanced scoring. Hopefully we can lock down on at least some defense and see what happens.
Again, as of now, Clark Range is set to take on Monterey in Monterey on Thursday night at 6 p.m. though the district has already said they, at this time, they do not have a current plan for the remainder of the tournament, meaning that games are likely to get pushed back as the weather continues. But once again, that was Clark Range head coach Shane Monday. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. The entirety of postseason play has been affected by the recent inclement weather in the Upper Cumberland, and it's forced the DeKalb County Tigers to play their first-round game on Saturday. It's been a busy past few days for head coach John Sanders, as he's called this process a day-by-day scenario.
Yeah, it's just been day-by-day. Obviously, we're still kind of watching the weather to make sure, you know, if the storm doesn't come like they're saying, you know, hopefully we could play it, you know, Thursday or Friday, but we don't see that being a possibility. So right now, you know, our plan is, as the district, you know, I think our plan is to play Saturday, probably play the quarterfinal games on Sunday, and then girls semifinals on Monday night, and then probably girls finals on Wednesday night, boys semifinals on Tuesday night, boys finals on Thursday night. So it's going to back everything up a couple of days, but you know, hopefully that's what we get to do. And if not, you know, somebody's going to be playing, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. So.
You know, Coach, I think with everything that has gone on this year with, you know, COVID canceling things, how important is it to, at a certain point, just, I know it's frustrating because of the weather. You obviously, players want to play. Coaches, you guys want to be at the games, obviously. And how important is it to look at it from a perspective of, we just want to get the games in on time by the deadline, which I'm pretty sure is next Thursday. How important is that?
Yeah, you know, that's the most important. That's the thing that's the most important, really, is just making sure that the kids get a chance to play, and you don't have to say, well, the higher seed move on, or you can't play, so you forfeit. And I don't think that's going to be the case, because looking at the weather, it should warm up. You know, by Sunday, hopefully everything will be cleared up and gone. But, you know, a couple years ago, one of the first years I coached in the district, they made it to through the semifinals, and so they had the top four teams on the girls and the boys' side. And then the rest of the tournament got snowed out. It was back in 2015 when we had that big ice storm. And so the rest of the tournament got canceled, but luckily we had the top four on both sides. So they just seeded you according to your seed that you went into the tournament. But, you know, right now, nobody has, you know, if we had to do that today, probably the top four teams would get to go, and then the bottom four would just be left out, which would not be, you know, you don't want it to come to that, because you want those kids to have a chance to play to get into the tournament.
How important is it to keep in mind, because I think when people look at weather like this, I think obviously the first thing that gets brought up is the ice on the roads and the extreme travel conditions, and rightfully so. Obviously, it can be very dangerous to drive on. How big of a role in all this is power outages as well?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big role. I live in Carthage, so I don't live in DeKalb County, but talking to people in DeKalb County, I know Coach Fish, you know, our girls coach, they were without power. He was without power for almost 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I think most people have gotten their power back on by now. I'm not 100% sure, but I know several have been without power. And so, you know, I mean, obviously, if you don't have power, you can't play, that's for sure, you know, especially if this power's out at the school or, you know, power's out all across the county.
Coach, looking at the actual team now, I remember it was about this time last year when your guys made a really, really, really solid run in the district tournament and came, I think about a quarter of play short of making the region tournament. Have you kind of talked to your guys about, you know, what you maybe saw last year that allowed them to play so well and how they could replicate that this year?
Yeah, you know, talking about that last year, we're just a play or two away from being in the region tournament. And, you know, that's something that's been a goal of ours since, you know, we took over, and these seniors who have been there, and this is their third year to play under me, but you know, that they want to make it to that region tournament really bad. And so they know, I think the biggest thing for us right now is, focusing, locking in on every possession, you know, and not giving up, you know, big offensive rebounds or turning the ball over late in the game. You know, just things that finish games out, you know, we felt like at Smith County, you know, and they played really well. Both teams had opportunities really to close that game out. We both sort of let each other hang around a little bit.
Again, that was DeKalb County Tigers head coach John Sanders. While many people tend to talk about icy roads and extreme travel conditions for the past 3 days, people in Fentress County have also been dealing with power outages. That's affected the York Institute Dragonettes, as head coach Michael Green tells us now.
Well, the first thing, you know, we've been without electricity up here on the plateau for, so, you know, some people are still out right now. So we're basically trying to see who has electricity, you know, plan-wise, do they need anything, you know, heat-wise and all that. And, you know, practice, of course, is, we're getting some good rest, some unrest without any electricity. You know, we were supposed to play tonight. I think now we're looking at Sunday. So it's definitely their wrench in the schedule and the plans here. But, you know, the main thing, we're trying to make sure everybody's safe and, you know, accounted for and all that. And, you know, we'll just try to make the best of the situation as it goes. We got more weather coming in tonight. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
I know for young players, it's probably easy to get frustrated when stuff like this happens. Obviously, you prepare to play on a certain day, and even when you've got a bye and you're not playing in the first round, you still want to go ahead. You want to play on schedule. How important is it to kind of reaffirm that idea that, you know, hey, just control what you can control, don't worry about what you can't control? How important is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely important. You know what it is, and it's kind of, you know, this year especially, you know, with the COVID, it's been that way pretty much all year. You know, I've told them, whatever happens, you know, we've had to cancel a game or two because of the COVID, had a player or two, you know, have to quarantine, you know, just be ready to play whenever, whatever happens, you know, just handle adversity and, you know, do the best we can with it. And if you start complaining or, you know, whining around about it, it's not going to do us any good. So whatever happens, we just do the best and, you know, just trying to stress watching film if you have electricity and, you know, rest up. You're getting some rest right now. So, you know, hopefully we'll be ready to go when we do get back on the court.
Coach, isn't it just kind of fitting in a year like this that, you know, obviously COVID, as you mentioned, is what threw a lot of wrenches in, you know, a lot of team schedules here. Now it just seems like it's just something else that's causing cancellations, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah, like I said, you know, we were dealing, you know, each game we were just thankful to be getting to play. You're kind of on eggshells thinking, you know, this may really be it. You know, this may be the last one. And as the season kept going, you know, we had to cancel one or two. But got lucky and got everything in. And, you know, now here we are with this bad weather. And it's like, man, nothing's easy this year. But, you know, the main thing is we're still getting to play. And we may, you know, tournament-wise, there'll be a lot of back-to-back days from the looks of it. But, you know, at least we're getting to play. Because if you'd have told us you're getting to play a district tournament, you know, back in November, I think everybody would have been fine. We'll play however we need to play.
Speaking of difficult, Coach, obviously we've talked plenty of times about how difficult that district is. Can you kind of put your team's district season, the district part of their year, put that into perspective for me? How do you think as a whole this team performed in district this year?
I think we performed pretty well. You know, we've had a couple rough games. Some bad offensive performances, you know, Livingston the first time especially. Of course, we kind of went in not knowing exactly what they had and found out they were a really, really good team. And then went down to Macon and, you know, had to try to overcome some adversity down there. Didn't do a good job of that and struggled a little bit offensively. But, you know, I think you take those two games away and then just a terrible performance against Upperman. But, you know, it's about three bad games, and I think you could say we played pretty well the rest of them.
And then, of course, obviously it's always important that anything can happen in the postseason, right?
Anything can happen. You know, everybody, you know, people are asking, well, what, you know, what happens if this happens, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we have to take care of the first game or this other stuff doesn't matter. You know, so our focus right now is on, you know, playing the winner of DeKalb and Smith County, and, you know, we're not looking ahead of them by any means because, you know, we have to show up and play as good as we can to take care of them. If we don't, we won't have to worry about the semifinals or any of that stuff.
Coach, talk about your senior class for me real quick, because I know this is a special senior class for you. It's a group that you've been around for a while. What makes them special?
You know, they're just their work ethic. You know, it's a great group of, you know, just hard workers and, you know, they never complain. Of course, they've been around me long enough now. They know that it wouldn't do them any good if they did.
Again, that was York Institute Dragonettes head coach, Michael Green. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. High school athletes were forced to sweat it out in the summer when they weren't sure if they were going to have a season, and now they're doing it again for the postseason. Monterey head coach Adam West says that his team is just ready to take the floor when it's safe to do so.
We're just one day at a time, definitely, for sure. We're just trying to figure out a time to play and try to get in the gym. It's all been a conundrum to try to figure out. We haven't been in the gym since last Friday. We had practice, so it's been kind of difficult, and we were able to open a gym up yesterday for a moment, but hard for kids to get out at this time, and even requires that they be there. So we're shooting for tomorrow on Thursday, and then we'll move it another day until we figure out a day that we can actually play. So that's just going to be the goal at this point, one day at a time, I guess, would be the theme song.
Coach, I think there's a lot of people that obviously, you know, the icy roads and the extreme travel conditions, those are obviously one of the biggest focuses when it comes to weather like this. But I think one thing that also gets forgotten is the fact that you also have to have power in the gym to be able to play. You can't play in the dark and without a scoreboard. Is that something that people forget about?
Well, you know, typically we don't, that's not really an issue more times than not. Like, I don't know that I've had too many issues like that, but I tell you what we sometimes forget is that there are several of these players that don't have electricity right now. And so it's really, this is a secondary idea to them to even play a game. I mean, they're trying to figure out ways to stay warm and cook food and do things like that. So, you know, that's what we forget about sometimes. We just assume that everybody's ready to go, and in all accuracy, they're not. And, especially with as many people that are without power today.
It feels like in a year like this, it feels only just according to plan almost, that in a year where COVID affected so many games in the regular season, it would be something else entirely that affects postseason. Just kind of the story of the 2020 season, right?
It has been crazy. Postseason's been hard to play lately. You know, we had that ending last year where they canceled the state tournament, and of course, now we're trying to do this year. I've had a few instances over the 20 years that I've coached where this has happened, but not necessarily to this degree, I don't think. So for some reason, when I was in high school and I was saying this yesterday, I remember that we, snow or shine, we showed up and we took a bus one time, and there was probably a couple inches of snow on the ground that day that we rode the bus to a game when I was in high school. So maybe we've changed. Maybe we've become a little bit more safe-minded, I guess.
So, Coach, has there been kind of an overall plan created by the district? I know that I know AA, for example, they're looking at a plan where they would play, you know, a lot of their games on Saturday and Sunday. Has the district come up with a plan yet for if the games get played tomorrow, then we can proceed as, you know, proceed and have a plan?
We have not. Truth is, when we first had our meeting, we just were really anticipating a couple of days and maybe getting to play in. But now that we've gone through the third day of where we should have started, and we're trying to look at, you know, Fridays where most teams have already moved their games. So obviously that would push everybody back 2 days there minimum. There'll be a moment where obviously we got to be done by next Thursday, I think is the last day that we can play a game. And so we'll have to stack some games. Having games at satellites will make life a little easier, but it won't make it necessarily something that we can do without teams ahead of us, you know, waiting on the teams behind them to finish games.
So, Coach, now we can actually talk about your team a little bit. Let's talk about the district slate that this team played this year. Obviously, District 6A is obviously a very, very tough district. There's no one that's arguing that at all. What do you think this team did really well in district play this year, though?
Well, you know, we battled. We had a lot of adversity this year, and we've kind of got ourselves in a situation where we've improved throughout the year, which is probably the most important thing. And our goal from day one was to build our depth for our bench play, for guys to play, and we've done that well enough, I think, to get guys ready for these experiences that lie ahead. But, you know, throughout our district, we've been in more games than not, and we're a few points away from the third place opportunity versus the sixth place opportunity that we currently reside. And so we've got a lot to try to deal with and prove throughout this tournament.
One thing I noticed, Coach, when I look around this district is that I don't see a ton of dominant bigs. I don't see a ton of post players that have the ball in their hands a lot, quite like, you know, players like LT and Silas do for you. How important are those two going to be in this tournament in terms of setting a physical tone and playing physical early on?
Well, not in and not out. If you're going to have two bigs, they better be good for you. You know, otherwise they're just space takers. And these guys have have been able to really isolate their skill set as the year's gone along. Obviously, Silas has fought through some adversity with his knee injury, and LT has kind of developed into his own.
That was Monterey Wildcats head coach Adam West. Coach, thank you for being with us tonight. The Van Buren Eaglettes are the number one seed for their district tournament whenever it does begin. Head coach Tyler Sapp says it's been thrown slightly off course due to the weather the Upper Cumberland has experienced in the last week.
We were supposed to play their first round tonight. We just went ahead and moved it back to Friday, just because of the weather that's coming in, and moved the girls first round to Friday, boys first round to Saturday, and then the championship games on Monday and Tuesday, respectively.
I know the goal here. I know that everybody kind of gets frustrated whenever things have to get changed or postponed, but I know obviously the goal here is everybody wants to play these games, but you got to do it safely, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, want to be playing basketball, but want everybody to be safe and all that stuff, too. So,
I feel like this is kind of just – this is how the postseason was almost destined to go, because you have COVID-19 that messes with the entirety of the regular season. It causes postponements and shutdowns here and there. And then, of course, out of nowhere, we get this round of weather where obviously we're expected to get more tonight. Does that kind of just seem like par for the course for the 2020-21 season?
I mean, yeah, because we've not really had any weather at all, really. Everything's been kind of shut down for, like you said, COVID, so it's kind of been just expecting it, because I don't think we haven't missed until, you know, the new year there. We hadn't missed any games because of the weather. Mm-hmm. So, and usually we always miss some games for weather and stuff. So, I mean, it was just gonna happen. It'll always snow when you don't want it to.
So, Coach, tell me, let's talk about your team a little bit, because I was talking to a colleague, and this to me seems like one of the quietest top 10 teams I think I've ever seen, because it's almost like we don't hear anything about them. And they're, what do you think about that?
I mean, that's okay. I'd rather not be known about than be overhyped, you know. So, and I mean, that also goes along the lines too of our schedule's not the best on the planet, but I mean, it's not like we planned it to be that way. It just kind of happened, because we're not playing anybody that we've not played in years except for one team. So, but no, I'd rather it be quiet.
One thing I noticed about this team, though, is that there's also a very quiet confidence about them. Every time they take the court, there's a very much a business mentality of, we know what we're here to do, we know we're here to win. Is that just a sign of this team's maturity?
We talk about things like that. Not regularly, but they know that, hey, just because we're doing well right now doesn't mean, because we all got a goal to be there at the end, and to be, you know, trying to play for a region championship, and that's been this team's goal and these girls' goal for a while. So I think when you come in with that goal being set, that you're not satisfied with just winning, you know, just, I mean, obviously you want to win, but you're not satisfied with those wins. And I mean, and like I said, they come out there and ready to go and prove that that's what we're wanting to be, and prove that we're trying to get there.
What's been one aspect of this team's game this year that you really think has shined and has really kind of been the catalyst to this this great regular season?
I don't know if there's one thing. I mean, sometimes, you know, we put some complete games together at times against some pretty good teams. Like, obviously, at Whittle, we hit shots, we played defense well, we rebounded well. And when you play against somebody that's really good like they are, that's something you got. It's something you have to do. You have to put a complete game together. And then, of course, on the flip side of that, the game at home last Tuesday, we didn't shoot the ball well. We was 0-9 from 3 in the first half, getting good looks from a kid who's hitting 40% on the season from 3, and it's not falling. So, but I think what we do a good job of is recognizing, hey, 3's not working for us. Let's try to go in and get some 2s and then come back. And in the second half, obviously, our 3 started falling. We hit 4 in the second half. And then also understanding, too, when our offense isn't doing well, we got to create offense by playing better defense and rebounding.
I feel like there's a good lesson there, especially leading up to postseason, that obviously in a tournament setting, if you don't play your best game, your season could be ending early. Is that something you feel like you have to stress with this team, or do you think they kind of just know that?
We stress it, because I don't want everyone to assume that they know anything or anybody knows anything. So we stress it, but I mean, that's something we've talked about for a while, that, hey, because once again, you know, our schedule is not the greatest schedule on the planet, so we've not really been tested too much.
Again, SAP hopes to get the tournament started on Friday so that things don't fall too far behind. But until then, that is Van Buren Eaglets head coach, Tyler Sapp. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. Jackson County Lady Devils head coach Jim Brown is one of the many citizens in Gainesboro without electricity as we speak, as he opens up about how the weather of the past week has affected both his team and his community.
Oh, I mean, it's affected us quite a bit. Personally, I still don't have electricity at my home, and I know we're still, I think about 1,200 to 1,300 homes in Jackson County without power. So it's been a difficult time, and so naturally, you know, with all these side roads messed up, and the school parking lot as well. I mean, you know, we haven't been able to come in and practice either. So it's just kind of a wait and see. But pretty much, when the roads do get clear enough that they're banged out, then we're going to have to start playing games.
Do people kind of forget about how much power outages can affect this? Cause I know when weather like this happens, a lot of times we tend to think about the icy travel conditions, the extreme travel conditions. Do we kind of forget about how power outages also play a major role, especially when it comes to pushing back basketball games like this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, because it's something that you run into, you know, pretty seldom. I mean, you usually just when you're dealing with ice, you get into big issues with the power, but that's obviously a problem. And then, you know, it's not just the main roads. I mean, you know, the school's got a liability to make sure that parking lot is safe for people to come into, and then those sidewalks are safe for people to get into the building.
Looking at your team specifically, I feel like your team has actually been really, really improved, especially over this last probably month of the season. What have you seen differently from your girls that have allowed y'all to put together some more wins and put yourself in a good position to host a district game?
Well, I think just like everyone, we kind of just got to the point that you're usually at, you know, say at the end of summer camp, you know, where you've, you know, had a chance to experiment and figure out what he is and is not going to work for you. And, you know, I think we kind of got to that point and got in a groove of figuring out finally what we could do well. And you know, and no one's wrong. We had some opponents that we had a chance at competing with, you know, there toward the end of the season. But we definitely been playing better. You know, everybody just kind of have to see what you run into after being a week off now.
I feel like one of the improvements I saw a lot was I feel like defensively this team absolutely got better over the course of the season. Did you see that too? Was it more of maybe a communication or just kind of just better technique? What do you think that contributed to?
Well, again, a lot of it was just kind of a lot of experimentation. I mean, we've tried a little bit of everything all year, from, you know, just straight up man to man to, you know, 2-3 and even doing some junk stuff. It takes you a while on the other side to figure out how to put yourself in position to score. But, you know, defensively, it takes a little time to figure out, you know, what place can I put this particular player in? You know, is she good at guarding somebody on the ball? Is she a good help defender? Kind of getting everybody in the right spot to make your team the best.
Obviously, we're trying to get into postseason time, and obviously the weather has affected all that. But when we do get into postseason time, I think one thing I love about especially tournament formats is that outside of seeding, really you throw the records out and they almost don't matter. It's a matter of who shows up and plays their best game that day. How much are you emphasizing that to your girls, that if you show up and play your best game, I mean, you could potentially make a run here?
Oh, exactly. I mean, this is kind of the position that we hope to put ourselves in, you know, all year of being either that 4 or 5 seed going in the district tournament. So, I mean, you know, we've had 2 very close games with trials that we'll play in the first round. So, I mean, we have to do things the right way.
Again, that was Jackson County Lady Devils head coach Jim Brown. Thank you for joining us. The Livingston Academy Wildcats came out of quarantine on January 22nd and lost a tough road matchup against Upperman. How did they respond? By winning 10 of their final 12 games. While some may see that as a drastic change, head coach Jimmy Miller says it's simply a product of their tough schedule.
I don't think it was a huge change. I think probably what, if you're looking at us, some people haven't realized is the level of competition that we were playing when we dropped a few games there. When we go to the CPA tournament in Nashville, we were playing ranked teams, you know, some ranked teams in other states, and some private schools that are just super strong. And I think when we got out, play Upperman, we don't have to talk about how good Upperman is and how good they have been. We know. And I think it just it was just a real hard patch there. We picked the CPA game up because we lost all of our tournaments due to COVID, and we kind of wanted our seniors to get the opportunity to get to play as much as possible, so we went up there. And, you know, we didn't do bad. We played with some of these teams until toward the end, and then the scoring I don't think shows exactly how we played. But when we came back, we just stayed positive. And honestly, these guys just kind of got the opportunity to show how much they had been improved and how hard they've been working. And the ability, I think, with their mental toughness, they're in a different place this year rather than last year. And coming back out of that tournament when we lost a few games, they were able to finally get a chance to show that.
Says a lot about the mental toughness of these guys also, that you play a very, very tough non-conference. And then normally district, sometimes for a lot of teams, district might ease up a little bit. But in 8AA, that's not the case.
No, it definitely hasn't been. And this year is one of the closer years that I can recall since I've coached in this district. Is you every single night you have to be on your game because, you know, any of these games that we did win in that stretch, it was not by large margin. So these guys were fighting. Our guys were fighting and wanting to still compete. You know, they refused to kind of lay down and roll over after we had a little tough patch there, and that's a testament to their toughness. But, again, it's also a testament to how good these teams in our district are. You know, we were sitting pretty good right now and going into this, but that could change instantly if we don't continue to play this way because our district is so strong.
Have there been any players that have really just stepped up for you that you've noticed lately that have just kind of kicked their game up a notch that have helped you guys go on this streak?
I think we have a few that do that. I think Isaac Story and Eli Melton are sophomores, and I think they're, you know, they're two of the toughest sophomores we've had in a long time. They're physically tough, mentally tough, and it's just their motor never stops. They go so hard, and that play that, you know, that they've given us have really made us better. I think Nick Schott, Dawson Simmons has given us some good minutes as bigs. So I think it's younger guys or inexperienced guys that have gotten more confident and been able to produce some things that we see in practice that have allowed us to be stronger.
Coach, I think you will probably agree with me. I think you were probably just as surprised as I was when the Mr. and Miss Basketball finalists came out and Matthew Sells was not among them. Can you kind of tell me, obviously I know you would, I would assume you disagree with that. Can you tell
Absolutely.
Me why he should have been on there?
I think his resume speaks for itself to why I think he should be on there. You know, this is a tough conversation to have because, you know, there are some very worthy guys on that list, no doubt. And every coach that's got a kid, you know, you're going to be a little biased because you've seen how hard these kids have worked their entire career to even have their name mentioned for this. And so they all feel like their player is deserving. And that's the way I feel about Matthew Sells. I know everything the kid has done and how hard he's worked to be able to have that recognition. And really hoping as a senior, you know, with our – with the way that we've competed in our district and our record and our strength of schedule.
Once again, that was Livingston Academy Wildcats head coach, Jimmy Miller. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight.